This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome back. Now we move on to another controversial issue. We have new bike lanes coming to Toronto, and I know that a lot of you have some very strong opinions about that. The changes follow yesterday's council meeting, where it was decided to build at least 120 kilometers of new bike lanes, and that is roughly the driving distance from here to Niagara Falls over the next 3 years. The Bloor Street bike lanes, and those are very controversial, they are going to be extended to High Park as early as next summer, and there will be potentially new bike lanes on University Avenue, as well as a pilot project on the Danforth from Broadview all the way to Dawes Road. So, I'm not sure if our phones are working. Perhaps our producer could let me know if the phone lines are working. The numbers to call, hopefully they are. We are going to get them going. The numbers to call, 416-360-0740. Toll free, 1-866-740-4740. Okay, the phone lines are not quite working yet, but right now we will go to Councillor Denzel Minim Wong, excuse me, Ward 16, Don Valley East. Hi, Councillor Wong.
Hi, Libby. How are you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Excellent.
Okay. So you were at the center of quite a dust up over these bike lanes yesterday in City Council.
I'm not sure I was. There were a few moments. I think Councillor Matlow went a little rogue. But what do you do about it?
Okay. So, it's one of those situations where I'm thinking that, people who are extreme bike advocates won't be happy, will think you're not going far enough. And people who are opposed to those bike lanes are thinking that you're doing way too much.
Yeah, I mean, Libby, for good or ill, I was responsible for putting in the first separated bike lanes in the downtown after years of David Miller and his friends talking about it. We actually did it. But, I think I have a reasonable view that a lot of people agree with is we can't have bike lanes on every street in the city. We should have it's a recognized mode of transportation. We should have them in some places. But we don't have to have them in places where you're going to conflict with a lot of folks trying to get in and out of the city. And so, some of the things they did, I had some problems with. So, there's the Jarvis Street, putting bike lanes on Jarvis Street, which I disagree with because that's an important route in and out of the city. And then they're looking at putting more bike lanes on University Avenue, and that's another critical artery to move cars in and out of the city.
So you're not in favor of University Avenue?
Absolutely not. We could use some. So what I believe, Libby, and Jarvis Street's a great example. We took out the Jarvis Street bike lanes that were never supported by the environmental assessment, and we put separated bike lanes on Sherbourne. So we provided actually a great option and a great separated cycling option for bicyclists on Sherbourne for cyclists. But on Jarvis, where we need to get traffic moving in and out of the downtown core, we left that clear for cars. So if you take University, another example, so many people need that to get in and out of the downtown core. We could give cyclists options on the side streets that, give them options to ride their bikes, but we don't have to conflict with a significant amount of car traffic.
Okay. What about the extension on Bloor Street? That's a done deal, is it not?
I hope not. This is another example where, east-west, we need cars, vehicular traffic to move. I would say this, that that, you know, city council is very in touch with the cycling community, but I don't think they're actually really in touch, you know, with a large part of the population that has to move around the city. And, you know, when you take out one whole lane of traffic for cycling, that's, you know, less space and room for cars. And that's physics, you know, two things can't occupy the same amount of the same space. What that's going to mean, more congestion, more gridlock. And, you know, we talk a lot about wanting to address congestion and gridlock, but when you put these bicycle lanes in, you're actually making congestion and gridlock worse.
There's no question about that. Now, on the other side, I gather that council has abandoned a kind of 10-year plan for expanding the bicycle infrastructure. And the criticism is that if you want to get people out of their cars and using bicycles, you can't have these cycle lanes that, quote, go nowhere. You have to be able to get where you're going on a bicycle. Is that a reasonable criticism?
Well, I mean, there's an argument that you need to have a network and you need to connect pieces. So if you can't connect, if you're on a journey and you have one site on Sherbourne, but you can't get off Sherbourne to another cycling lane, that becomes a little challenge, especially if, you know, you're riding with your family and you have kids and such things like that. But by the same, but you also have to consider the fact that there has to be proper consultation.
Hello? Denzel Minnan-Wong?
City staff.
Sorry.
Sorry?
Can you repeat that? We lost you for a bit.
Oh. Well, what I was trying to say is we need to... The cycling plan is so aggressive that it needs to get slowed down to consult properly and effectively with communities, because they use this idea of putting it in a network, but it comes at the expense of talking meaningfully with neighborhoods that may not want these cycle paths and cycling lanes, and where, you know, to connect these in neighborhoods. So, for example, in Thorncliffe Park and in Flemington, where they just don't want them and they were put in, and they just say, well, we have to build out a network, but they're still making the community very angry.
There's also going to be a pilot project on the Danforth, and it seems like a very big one. You know, the original Bloor Street one went to Shaw Street, and this one from Broadview all the way to Dawes Road. That seems like a very long way.
I think you're going to have a lot of angry business owners. You're going to have a lot of angry business owners. You know, all those restaurants in Greektown, they depend upon that, you know, the parking on that street for their businesses to thrive and be successful. And I don't know, you know, a lot of people go down there, you can't find a parking space, there are going to be even fewer parking spaces. And my prediction is what the city will do is they will say, they will have a consultation process that they'll try to tip the scales in favor of the bike lanes by widening out the consultation area so that the business owners, their voices aren't heard and aren't given enough say in this whole arrangement.
Okay, so how would you like to see everything proceed? Or is it a done deal? You know, again, I have to apologize to our callers because we're having an issue with our phones, so I know people are trying to get through, but we're having a little problem now. Hopefully we will fix it very soon. People think when they see something like a pilot project, what they're thinking is
Trojan horse project,
this is a done deal.
They think it's a Trojan horse.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I can understand how they feel about that. You know, Libby, what I think that we should be looking at is secondary roads, not main arteries that people use to get in and out of the city and their major roads for travel plans. Let's find secondary roads that we can use where we can put in bike paths, but we don't have to have such a fight. Why can't we, you know, look at ways at complementing vehicles and cyclists and pedestrians, and we don't have to do it by knocking out the main arteries where people need to drive and to get to work, and that we're going to make congestion and gridlock even worse.
Okay. Well, we will see how all of this shakes out. People, again, I'm sorry that we can't be taking your calls right now. Keep trying in the next segment. Everything will be fine for Free for All Friday tomorrow, so please call back. And thank you so much, Councillor Denzel Minnan-Wong.
Thanks, Libby.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.